Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews this morning. Thank the Lord this morning for the testimonies of God's people. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that the Lord Jesus is in our midst. He's wanting to bless us today. The Bible said in verse 22 of Hebrews chapter number 9, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God. Now watch this. For us. The Bible said here, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he have often suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning now for the Word of God. God, I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful Sunday school hour you gave us. And God, the singing this morning has been tremendous. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Now, God, we need you. Clothe us in our calling. God, I pray you'd bless in the prison this afternoon. Lord, I pray that you'd stir some man's heart to trust Jesus. I pray that over at the hospital where we were last night, Lord, even though I'm not there, Lord, the Holy Spirit can go there and stir in those people's hearts. Help them, Lord, to understand their need of Jesus. God, we love you this morning. Pray, God, you clothe us in our calling. Help us that we might be a help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I guess it was Thursday. I began to think along the lines of the New Testament sacrifices. And that is plural. But you'll understand that more later. This morning, we're going to talk about one of the New Testament sacrifices. I thought this was going to be one message. And then I studied out the first point. And I realized that it's not going to be one message, amen. But maybe a couple at least, maybe three messages on the New Testament sacrifices. There's a sacrifice in the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and the blood of goats and the blood of lambs and the blood of turtle doves and things of that nature. But when you come into the New Testament, there are four distinct sacrifices that are mentioned. I want to give you this morning the sacrifice for sin. I want to talk to you about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrifice for sin. I believe with all of my heart, the Bible said right here, and it means it, the Bible said in verse 26, for then must he have often suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. I believe this morning that we can understand some things about this sacrifice as we look into the Word of God. I've got several things I want to share with you. The first thing I want to look at this morning is the blood and our forgiveness. The blood and our forgiveness. I want to say this morning, the onset of the message. There is no forgiveness apart from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Word of God said. The Bible said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, unto him that loved us. The Bible said he loved us. That's where it all started. Amen. Hallelujah. He loved us before we ever loved him. Amen. He loved us. And then the Word of God said not only that, but he washed us from our sin in his own blood. Our Lord gave himself for us. He loved us and he washed us from our sin in his own blood. Peter said, for as much then as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain tradition, conversation which is in the world. He said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. I'm telling you this morning, we can see that the blood is tied in
with our forgiveness. The Bible said in Revelation, or Romans chapter 3 rather, and verse 25, who hath God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He said, preacher, I don't understand. No one ever got saved until they understood that somebody took their place. Somebody shed their blood so that we could be saved by the grace of God. And that forgiveness comes from Calvary. It comes from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, the Bible said likewise also, we had communion here a few weeks back. Likewise also, Jesus the cup, He took it after supper. He said, this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I want you to understand there's a sacrifice being painted here in the New Testament, and the first one is going to be the sacrifice for sin, and we see that there's the blood is tied in directly with our forgiveness. I came in the doors this morning about 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock the sun was just coming up, and it was strong on this side of the auditorium. The auditorium lights were not on, and I was here by myself as far as the auditorium. Brother Napper was over in the prophet's chamber. But I came in, and I was amazed at what I saw. What I saw was the communion table was lit up like it had a spotlight on it. The sun was shining through a window over there. The first thing that I saw when I came through that side door back there was this dew in remembrance of me. I thought, my soul, Lord, here I am going to preach on the blood. And the Lord just showed me, amen, this communion table. I normally like to pray. I like to come up and lay down behind the pulpit and pray. But I couldn't help but just bow here this morning. Bow at the light, amen, and talk to the God of heaven about this service. You say, preacher, why did you even mention that? Here's what I want you to understand. My soul is as white or whiter than that communion table this morning. My soul is as bright or brighter than that communion table this morning. That communion table in that light was absolutely beautiful. But I tell you this morning, in order for that communion table to be beautiful, there had to be blood shed. And if I dump blood all over this morning, it would not be beautiful. Say amen. It would be ugly. Somebody would be wanting to clean it up. But I tell you, the only way you and I can get cleaned up is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we can ever be clean and beautiful in the eyes of a holy God, Brother Napper, is to have that precious blood applied to our soul. You see, what we're living in is a generation that wants a bloodless religion. They want a bloodless Bible. They want a bloodless songbook. I tell you one thing right now, the day this church ever goes bloodless will be the day I'm gone. Say amen. It's still the blood that saves from sin. Once I wandered in sin's dark night. Why not anymore, preacher? Because the precious blood of Jesus was shed for my sin. The blood of Jesus and forgiveness. There is no forgiveness apart from the blood. The Bible said, in whom we have redemption through His blood. You say, preacher, why did you mention that verse? A lot of these new Bibles leave that out. Why would you want to leave out through His blood? There is no redemption any other way than through His blood. Amen. I'll tell you something this morning with all of my heart. I believe it's time to stand up. I believe it's time to speak up. Say amen. I believe it's time, my friend, listen, to take a stand for that that's right. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the only means of redemption for mankind. And thank God He loved us. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down His life. They didn't take His life. He laid it down. He freely gave His life. I believe that's why you find Him even in the end crying with a loud voice, Father, into Thy hands commend I my spirit. Amen. I commend my spirit. Secondly, in the message this morning, I'm looking at the blood, the New Testament sacrifice. I see the blood in forgiveness. There is no forgiveness apart from the blood. The second thing that I saw in the Word of God is the blood in our fellowship. There is no fellowship apart from the blood. Let me tell you something right now. I told the Sunday school class that I got saved back in 1987, and that's true. Amen. And this year, February of this year, was 26 years, right, Brother Napper? And February of next year for me will be 27 years. I've been saved about 26 and a half years is how long I've been saved. You say, well, preacher, you bragged on how you got forgiven back there. Yes, I did. But can I tell you something? There's more than just being forgiven. We have to fellowship with the Lord. Say amen. And can I tell you that there have been times in my life, Brother Teddy, when I got out of fellowship with God? You say, preacher, how'd you get back in fellowship? The blood. The blood. You say, preacher, where's that in the Bible? Listen to what the Bible said in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things to Himself. After the same manner He took the cup, when He had supped, He said, this is the cup of the New Testament. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. There is no forgiveness apart from the blood. But there is no fellowship apart from the blood. I'm going to tell you something. This would help a church if we could get a hold of this truth. If we would realize we wouldn't be in this building together today if it weren't for the blood of our darling Lord Jesus Christ. We would not have fellowship with Him. We would not have fellowship one with another. All those years, Brother Napper, in prisons in Pennsylvania and Delaware, it would have never happened apart from the blood. And thank God we can go in there, Brother Jeff, and there's even men in there that's been bought by the blood and have fellowship with those blood-bought believers. Amen. Fellowship. The blood in our forgiveness. The blood in our fellowship. Have you fellowshiped with the Lord this morning? Let me say something to you. If you waited till you got here to start fellowshipping with Him, you waited too long. You should have been fellowshipping with Him this morning when you raised your eyes up. Amen. You should have thanked Him for another day. You should have thanked Him for the Lord's day. We're getting in a society where the Lord's day is used for everything but the Lord. But it's still the Lord's day. Amen. And we need to remember it as the Lord's day. The blood and our fellowship. Let me give you this morning. The blood and our faithfulness. You say, preacher, the blood has a lot to do with our lives. Yes, it does. It certainly does. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something right now. If you're not praying, then you're not appreciating the blood of Jesus. Because when we're appreciating the blood of Jesus, the Bible said when Jesus died and when He shed His blood, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And God gave us access, brother, into the holiest of all. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we have access? How come we can go talk to a holy God? Because of the blood. That's the only reason. That's the only way that we're welcome in the presence of God. It's because when He sees me, He sees me as worthy. And He doesn't see me like I am. He sees me through the blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He sees me in His righteousness. He does not see me in my sinfulness. You say, preacher, is that a license to sin? No, sir. That's liberty to serve. Amen. And we see that we can be faithful in prayer because of the blood. We can be faithful because we've been purchased. Listen to what the Bible said. The Bible said, take heed therefore to yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost made you overseers, to feed the church of God. Now watch this. Which He hath purchased with His own blood. Let me tell you something right here, church. Please listen to me carefully right here. If we would get a hold of that, we would never allow ourselves to say something about a brother or a sister in Christ again that's not fitting. Say amen right there. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this church, every church, has been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible said we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. We're not our own this morning. We've been bought with a price. We don't belong to ourselves. I can't believe I told Miss Eve when you were teaching this morning, Brother Napper, preaching or teaching or whatever it was. Amen. I told her, I said, you're not going to believe how many times has it happened, preacher, over the years, over and over and over. We've seen God two different men study in two different places and drive 1,000 miles and come together and the message. Why? Because there's only one Holy Spirit. And when He's leading, amen, He's wanting somebody to know this morning, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to Him. When you got saved by the grace of God, you got, my friend, a new master, a new Lord. A lot of people want a Savior without a Lord. There's only one problem with that. The Bible teaches no such thing. Amen. You don't get out of hell free, amen, and then go live however you want to. Amen. God saves us to serve. The blood and our faith, we can be faithful in prayer. We can be faithful because we've been purchased. But then listen, I'm not taking this out of context, but in Revelation 12:11, the Bible said in the tribulation, they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. I know that's talking about tribulation saints. But let me tell you something, Brother Teddy. If in the tribulation they can overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, then guess what? You and I can overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We don't have to live a defeated life. Amen. We don't have to live a despondent life. We can live in victory because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The word of God is teaching us this morning. It's still the blood, the sacrifice for sin, the blood and our forgiveness, the blood and our fellowship, the blood and our faithfulness. What about the blood and our future? Let me give you something this morning. Let me give you some thoughts here this morning. The Lord gave me. Look here in Romans chapter 5. The Bible said, much more then, being now justified by His blood. Watch this. That's now. I'm justified now, but I have a future. The Bible said, not only is there a now, but the Bible said, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I hope this don't bust anybody's bubble. But the church of the living God is not appointed under wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, there's a great tribulation coming. You say, preacher, where are you going to be when all that's going on? I can wrap it up in one word. G-O-N-E. Gone. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming. He's going to take me home, amen, before that mess comes. But if they could overcome by the blood of the Lamb, then thank God you and I in this generation can overcome. Our kids going back to school. I tell you something, you should never say, youngins, never say the devil made me do it, because that's a lie. You can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. You can overcome the flesh by the blood of the Lamb. You can overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You can live in victory. We see the blood and our future much more than being justified through His, by His blood. We shall be saved from wrath. The Bible said, listen to our future. Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Let me tell you something right now. When you get saved by the grace of God, hear me. You might get mad, but hear me anyway. You hadn't ought to be listening to them old songs. You ought to get you a new song. You say, preacher, I don't never have any victory in my heart. It might be because of what you're listening to. Amen. You might be down there at the red light and them car doors going boom, 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 boom. Amen. That don't make you want to worship. Listen to something that honors God. The Bible said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. I was singing in the restroom this morning till somebody else come in. I felt led to quit. Amen. One guy said, I had a request, but I'm going to sing anyway. I like to sing alone, amen. Because I know that I have a Holy Ghost living inside of me that can take that, my friend, that you wouldn't carry around in a bucket and interpret it, and it'd bring glory to the Master, amen. If you think I'm bad, you ought to hear Brother Napper sing sometime. And poor old prisoners, amen. Sometimes I didn't pray for him, but when he started singing, I always prayed for him, amen. I appreciate him, amen, picking on him. The Bible said here, they sung a new song.
Thou art worthy to take the book. Open the seals. Thou wast slain. Hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. I said unto them, Sir, thou knowest. He said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. He was clothed with a vesture. Think about this. We're going to come back with Jesus at the end of the tribulation hour. And the Bible said he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Brother Grizzle, he never wants us to forget the blood, amen, that made it possible for us to be forgiven. The blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword. Thank God this morning for the blood. They made their robes white in the blood. I tell you this morning, God wants us to understand the sacrifice for sin is still the blood. Let me give you this in closing this morning. I want to give you this. I want this to sink in. Back in our text in Hebrews chapter number 9, the Bible said here, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, is no remission. I want to close the message this morning with the blood and just a few facts concerning the blood. Just a few what we would call facts concerning the blood. Listen to what the Bible said. Neither by the blood of bulls and goats, or goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Let me give you this fact, number one. My friend, everything in the tabernacle in the Old Testament was a type of that was real in heaven. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that when Jesus told Mary, touch me not, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. Brother Napper, he was going to that throne where he had left. And he was taking that blood that he had shed. And he would sprinkle that mercy seed so that you and I, when we cried out for mercy, could find salvation at the foot of the cross. There is no salvation. There is no other way outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of bulls, the blood of goats, is never going to get it done. The Bible said in Hebrews 10:4, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Not possible. That's another word, a way of saying it's impossible. It's impossible to be saved apart from the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:29. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. I'm not going to tell all the story, but I can remember like it was yesterday when the Lord showed me about that Passover in Egypt. The blood was to be here, the blood was to be here, and the blood was to be there. But the blood was not to be there. It was not to be walked on. It was not to be walked over. It was to be walked through. When a person gets saved, I always ask that person, do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus died for your sin? The way the Bible said. If a person don't believe that, they can't be saved. If a person doesn't believe that he rose again the third day, they can't be saved. If a person is not being dealt with by the Holy Spirit, they cannot be saved. When a person tells me, yes, Jesus is knocking. Yes, I want to let him in. Then thank God he comes in and he applies that precious blood. You see, when he comes, brother, he's not looking for Baptist on a man's name or on a woman's name. I are a Baptist. I ain't ashamed of them. Amen. I are one. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Baptist ain't got anything to do with me being saved by the grace of God. It's the blood. Let me tell you something right now. I believe with all of my heart, in this world that we live in, there's a lot of people that's got Baptists that don't have the blood. I believe there's a lot of people that's got a Bible that don't have the blood. Amen? There's a lot of people that never have been to Calvary for that cleansing flow.
that blood. The Bible talks about the facts. It's not possible. My friend, don't walk on the blood of Jesus. Don't walk over the blood of Jesus. Let me give you this. You remember John? I believe John got excited. He said, there's one coming after me who's preferred before me. He said, I'm not even worthy to unlatch his shoes. John's later in John 3 said he must increase, but I must decrease. John said this standing on the banks of the Jordan River. Behold, the Lamb of God. The Bible said, which taketh away the sin of the world. I will, with judgment day honesty, guarantee you that every person in this room that's had their sin taken away, their sin was taken away exactly the same way. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we got saved, we may not have understood all about the blood. I still don't understand all about the blood. But thank God we knew a Savior died for us. We knew He was buried. We knew He got up the third day. Amen. And we knew when we went down dirty and come up clean. Went down heavy and come up light. Went down on our way to hell, come up on our way to heaven. Amen. We knew it. We knew it. We knew it. Believe the Bible. Behold the Lamb. You say, preacher, what's my other option? Burn in hell. You say, preacher, there's got to be some other way to make it to heaven. Why would we believe that when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to see a beautiful communion table this morning. But I tell you right now, if it was dripping in blood, you'd think it was something come out of a horror movie. Calvary didn't come out of a horror movie. But I tell you what Calvary will do. It'll save us from the horrors of hell. It will make it possible for us to be clean in the eyes of God. The blood. The New Testament sacrifices. The blood. The blood. The sacrifice for sin. There is no other way. Just through the blood of Jesus. There is no other way to be washed as white as snow. I'll say this to you, church. We should be thrilled that we've come in contact with that blood. We should be thrilled that we can have victory this morning in our heart and in our soul because of that blood. You say, preacher, I'm struggling with sin. You don't have to struggle. Bring it to Calvary. You say, preacher, I'm lost. You don't have to be lost. You can be saved. Just bring it to Calvary. There's only one sacrifice for sin. I want to close with saying this. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. There's a lot of people, they have a baptismal certificate, but they don't have the blood. They have a Bible. A man told me yesterday, he said, preacher, in another time, in another place, he said, I have a lot of questions. I handed him a business card with my phone number, my email address on it. I said, you call me, you name the place, I'll take as much time as it takes. You said, preacher, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to help people. God don't want us to be confused. The devil is the author of confusion. Amen.
How many remembers when you came in contact with the blood? He cleansed you. He saved you by His marvelous grace. Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege to be in this service. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that someone that came through those doors guilty would consider their need of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I realize this morning that, Lord, that we have one that would love to hinder, but greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. God, how I pray this morning, Lord, that You would, Lord, honor us with Your presence in this invitation. Speak to hearts, Lord. That's what we've asked You to do. I pray, God, You'd speak to hearts.